Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, Joe, let's jump out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. You heard the highlight. We're going to talk to Ed Jovanovski now from Bally Sports and former Florida Panther himself. Ed, thank you for the time. Man, what a win last night. That was unbelievable.
Yeah, good morning, guys. Yeah, it was crazy. You know, I think just, you know, when you look at this game, how important it was and how it started, you're like, oh, boy, you know, but, you know, that's why you got to play the full 60 minutes. And one by one, they surely got themselves back into this and they found a way to win this game.
Ed, you've been down here in South Florida and have watched a lot of games. This Carter Verhaeghe playoff game has got to be right there at the tops. That game, matter of fact, the series he's had has been unbelievable. But that game last night specifically.
Yeah, he was around it all night. And, you know, credit to him. The way, I mean, you guys can see it, the way he skates, the way he hounds pucks. He never gives up. He's a tenacious type of player. And, when you see in the latter part of that game when the Panthers, not only Carter Verhaeghe, but the whole team started skating, Washington had a really tough time keeping up with them. And that's something that I think they got to discuss as a group, that, you know, that's their kind of staple. That's their identity of the team. And when they play like that, they have a tough time. But sure, Carter Verhaeghe, what else can you say? I mean, he's got the hot stick right now, and might as well ride him.
Yeah, keep it going. Hey, Ed, you and I are just talking off the air before coming on. So that thing's 3-0, and by the time the period's over, it's 3-3. First thing I thought was, this thing is over. I would love to be in that locker room for the Capitals after blowing a 3-0 lead. Did you feel the same way when they went in?
Yeah, I did. I mean, the momentum was, you know, it's a fine thing, I think, in sports, and you try to capitalize on that. And you almost can see Washington, the way they kind of exited the ice. They knew they were in one. And I think Florida just recognized, hey, listen, we've come back. We haven't played great. We found ourselves back in this game. And you can see in the third period, just, you know, on that fourth goal, the speed of Verhaeghe beating Backstrom, getting to the end. And what a pass to go out 4-3. But you got it when you smell blood, Joe. You know, playing sports. you know, you got to take it when you can, and it surely sets up an excellent game 6 here on Friday coming up.
And I think a lot of people who watch the games and watch any of the sports love to see guys mic'd up, just to see what they're going to say during the game, if they're going to be kind of, you know, all over the place or not. Last night, Hornquist was mic'd up, and I just think you've been around a lot of hockey players. This guy just seems like one of the best leaders on this team, if not the guy in that locker room. And last night, listening to him, I think he's got to be, right? Like, at this point, he was great last night mic'd up.
No, he's the guy that they should look to more often to mic up, because right. You can see his passion. You know, he's a guy that's won before. He knows what it takes. And it seemed to be saying, you know, all the right things at the right time. And, you know, you need players like this. You know, he's definitely a depth guy. And you can see the team has brought in guys that, you know, veteran guys that been there before, that got playoff experience. And you can never underestimate that, because it always seems to – there's one guy that can calm a group down. And he's one of those guys.
Hey, Ed, we could never mic you up, bro, if you don't mind me saying that.
Are we doing a censored or uncensored version?
We'd have to kill. Right. Like, Jovo screwed it up again. He threw MF-er out there. What the hell's with this guy, man?
Yeah, well, listen, I can guarantee you that there was a lot of F-bombs probably thrown out there, but sure, Sally does a good job on editing that.
Right.
No question. Hey, Ed, are we concerned? I know we're up, and they're going, there goes Joe Rose. Got to take a negative spin. 0-16 on the power play, and they're leading this series. What are your thoughts?
Well, it's been a sore spot, you know, obviously. But you look at the last two games, I think they're right there. You got to believe that. You got to have that mentality. They're kind of just getting back to simple stuff, getting shots to the net. They're getting snake-bitten around the net. And it's one of those things that, yeah, you look at the series, you're up 3-2, and you're 0-16. And it's like, how is this possible? But they're a five-on. If you find a way to win 5-on-5 and just have your special teams, you know, just win that battle, it puts yourself in good shape. But listen, they're 3-2 now. So whatever happened 0-16, might as well throw those stats. Or I was told stats are for losers anyway. You know, so,
well, you got a bunch of losers on the radio because we do shows around stats. I know. Great call. I've been called a loser before by a couple of women, actually, too. Never a problem there, Ed.
No stats there.
Hey,
but you're at 0-16. You're right, Joe, and you're 3-2. So listen, park it. Yeah. Find a way to maybe the special team is the difference in Game Six, but certainly Game Six, like we said last night, it's going to be the toughest game. You know, to close out a series, it's always the toughest game. So should be fun.
Hey, Ed, these comebacks. We thought it was a regular season thing, and everybody said, well, you can get away with it in a regular season, but the playoffs are a different game. They're doing it again. They've done it twice now. What are your thoughts on all these comebacks? I mean, stupid, 5-1, 6-2, you name it, they've damn near done it.
Yeah, it's almost like the new NHL we've seen. The goal scoring is up, you know, and I think when you have – that much talent on this team, and that when they put their minds to it and they play a certain way, they're very tough to defend because the speed is a killer in our sport. And, you know, you like to see them right from the get-go have that mentality where they're not chasing the game. But, you know, in the playoffs, man, sometimes you need a little luck. And Reinhardt's goal in Game 4, you know, they missed the empty net by an inch. You know, the play comes back down. They win a faceoff to control it for a bit, get it to the net. They tie it, and then obviously win it in overtime. These are the breaks you need in a playoff series. And then last game, yeah, 3-0. I'm not going to lie. I thought it was toast. You know, and then 3-2, I actually, like I said off air, I texted Goldie. I said, Panthers win this game. You can see the momentum, the tide turning, and they came through.
And it's funny, too, because after they went down 3-0, the first thing I thought about was, man, does Brunette pull Big Bob? Does he go with Spencer Knight just to see maybe if something could work here? And he left Big Bob in, and then Big Bob was just great the rest of the game. I mean, he was outstanding. Did you think down 0-3 that it was possible that he made a goalie change?
It never really crossed my mind because there wasn't, you know, much Bob can do on a few of those. And you look what he did at 4-3. You know, the saves that he made in front were unbelievable, and I think he's been the best player. You know, him and Verhaeghe have kind of carried this team right now. I think you look at the saves, you look at last game, you know, game 4, the breakaway that he saved. You know, that's a difference maker as well. So, you know, you want to ride him, you want to protect him and insulate him as best as you can. It's one thing that Panthers can be guilty of sometimes is giving up those grade A opportunities where no goaltender can stop it, you know. But when they want to buckle down, they're solid defensively, and they showed that towards the end of the game last night.
Let me ask you just a follow-up question to Big Bob, who got the big contract and has struggled until this year and seemed to play just overall a lot better. What do you think's been the biggest change why he comes back this year? I mean, he was sitting. He didn't even get to suit up for the last game against Tampa Bay, which would have pissed me off. I mean, that no matter how bad you are. But he came back, and he's been a different guy. He could have said, trade me. I want out of here. What happened? What have you noticed different about the guy?
Well, going back to your comment about the trade, it's tough moving that side.
That's true.
Moving that contract.
That's a good point.
You know, but you know, I think that what the Panthers recognize is how do we help Bob? And I think Robbie Tallis has done an unbelievable job working with him. You know, he just put his mind to it. He apparently, he's one of the hardest working guys. He does a lot, try to tweak his game and change his game for the better. And I think he just came back with a fresh slate thinking, hey, listen, you know, I'm, you know, brought in here to help this team get to that next level. And I'm going to do whatever it takes to do that. And you can see that his confidence is there. He's not, he's really square to the shooter. He's not kind of flopping around in the crease. He seems to have, you know, control of that crease area. And like anything, when you're hot and you feel it, yeah, you know, the puck starts looking like a volleyball to you. And I think that's what Bob experienced this year.
Well, Ed, before we let you go, and man, it's been way too long since we've talked to you, and we appreciate you coming on. But last time I did talk to you, we were having a couple cold beers, and the real estate market hadn't exploded the way it had. I hope you held on to some of those properties and didn't sell them. I hope you got all that money out of them, man.
Well, I moved one, and I'm building another right now. So I don't know if it's smart or dumb.
No, it's smart. You
know, but, no, you're smart.
No, it's smart. No, no, listen.
Well, I actually need the money because I just got a call from my daughter that for some reason her axle is off her car and it's bent.
Ooh.
What?
But she did it in the parking garage.
So, are you buying the story completely, or is it like my daughter's where they never tell me the truth? No. Which one is it?
No, not at all.
Okay.
Not at all. So, but yeah, so, you know, kids.
Yeah. Right. Hey, I do have good news, Ed. I think you're okay financially. Ed, thank you so much, man. It's great having you on. Appreciate you coming on. We'll do it again.
Thank you, Ed. We'll bug you again soon.
All right, guys, anytime. Let's go get game six.
Yeah,
let's
do it. You got it, Ed. All right. Thanks, buddy.
Ed Jovanovski joining us here on the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. A little suspect with the axle in the parking garage.
Yeah. Oh, I've heard it all.
Right.
I've heard some great stuff.
You got to run something over to probably
my Joe Rose kids. This is what you get when you're Joe Rose. All right, right now I want to tell you about your South Florida Chevy dealers. Before we get to Brian Geltzeiler coming up, talk some NBA in just a few minutes here. Hey, boy, I'll tell you what, it's never looked better than the products they have right now. You know, some of the new cars have been a little slow to come in, but when they are and when they do come in, they're going quickly, and I'll tell you why, because these are the best overall products we've ever had. But we still got some really good used trucks, SUVs, and cars for you right now. Hey, I want to tell you about the Tahoes and Suburbans from 2021 and now 2022. Got a brand new look, sporty look. That's awesome, and they've added more space. They said, if we're going to have big SUVs, we want to have real big, comfortable SUVs for you and the family with the old summer coming up for that vacation. And how about the Traverse? I went in the showroom and said, this Traverse feels like a big boy SUV. And they go, no, it's a midsize, Joe. Stop it. But it sure does have a lot of room. And then our smaller SUVs like the Trailblazer, the Blazer, and Equinox, whatever makes you feel most comfortable, the small SUVs, midsize, or the big boys. Well, I'll tell you what, we got the perfect SUV with style, substance, and class that you're absolutely going to fall in love with. Silverado trucks. You're looking for a truck right now to fit your lifestyle, working 7 days a week truck to still need the family truck, still need to get the kids around. We got it for you, man. It's almost like they're custom made for you with all the different style Silverado trucks we have. Don't listen to me. I talk a lot. I want you to go down and see it for yourself. Convenient locations in Dade, Broward, and Monroe County. Find new roads and fall in love today at your South Florida Chevy dealers.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.